2 years after Clarksville, Tennessee, senior photographer Ryan Vinson left his teaching career to pursue photography, he realized he needed to up his senior portrait game. The problem, he was unsure how to price or what products to offer. Today, I'm talking to Ryan about how he figured it out and sold two photos, making $3,006 after becoming boutique.
Hey there. My name's Sarah Petty, and I went from a stressed out, overworked mama with three babies to being named one of America's most profitable photographers without working my kids' lives away. Now I'm the founder of the Photography Business Institute, where we provide guided support from start to finish. Whether you're a beginner photographer dipping your toes in or a more advanced photographer with big income goals. Each week on this podcast, I'll show you how to find and serve photography clients in a world where we compete with free, thanks to everyone having a digital camera in their pocket. Take the first step to adding more joy and profit to your life by downloading your free photography business tools at photographybusinessinstitute.com.
Welcome, Ryan. I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Heck yeah. So I can't wait to dig into this with you. But share your sort of backstory. What does your life and what did your business look like when you were getting going? Give us the down and dirty.
So I kind of got a little head start with my photography stuff from my teaching. So I taught at my alma mater, high school, for 9 years. And the thing that I just loved doing as a little pastime was I'd go to the sports games and take pictures and just support the kids and be there for them and just kind of build those relationships. And then after the COVID year, when there was a lot of Zooming and everything, but I had to go ahead and just get out of education. It was one of those things where it was like, it needed to be done. And so if you're in a job right now listening and thinking like, I have to get out, you know, just keep that in mind. That I said, like, I got to get out. Now I'm lucky, you know, he said, I don't have kids and all these things. So I was in a situation where, you know, I didn't have to make a lot of money really fast. And I could just kind of struggle for a little while, which is what I did for 2 years. And then I kind of decided it was time to, you know, start picking things up a little bit.
So you left the teaching career. Mm-hmm. So you said goodbye. Sometimes people get that choice made for them, right? But that's okay. I think that's the universe and the message of, hey, there's something else for you. But you were already like, the signs were there, you followed them. And was photography meant to pay your bills or did you do something else? What was your plan?
I didn't really have a plan. I just had to get out. You know, it was a mental health sort of thing. It was rough, but, I just kind of kept doing what I had been doing, which was going to the sports games. I found a couple news outlets that would pay me for the pictures. And it was like, I just need to do something to give me time to figure stuff out, you know?
Got it.
And so the news people, you know, they'll pay me for the pictures and then the parents can come buy them. And then that just kind of was like a pipeline to, senior photos.
Got it. So that was cash flow. So they would pay you a fixed amount. So you were like, okay, if I do enough of these, it'll like cover my costs. You're living lean. You're not going to feed a bunch of people or whatever. So was that paying your bills like when you first started and everything?
Yeah. But again, I don't spend a lot of money.
Yeah. So. Okay. It was fixed, right? So they were paying you X amount for the job and that's what you made. Yeah. Parents ordered from them. And so, but that was fine.
Well, the news pays me and then the parents can also go to my website and order. So I get the money straight from the parents.
Okay. Yeah, were they doing that much?
It takes a while to kind of build, like they got to know that you exist and where to find the pictures and everything. And so I just kept doing what I had done as a teacher, which was I just ran an Instagram account where I posted the kids' sports photos. And so that just kind of, the kids are your best advertisers in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're screen grabbing them and sharing them and not always buying them.
Right.
But it is cool because they will share it. That is the good thing about seniors for sure.
Yeah.
So you were doing that and was it night work? So you had flexibility in your schedule or what did that look like?
Oh, yeah. I can just make my schedule however I want it. So.
Which is cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to feel good after being a teacher for so long, because you're like locked down when you're a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. I was not big on getting up at 6 something in the morning and sitting in traffic for 20 minutes for a 10 minute drive or something, what should be a 10 minute drive.
Yeah. Yeah. So what changed in your mind? Like, were you thinking I can make money with other subjects, or what was your next step vision after you were doing sports? Or were you like, I just love sports, I want to stay in sports? Or, I mean, obviously you went to senior, so was that what sparked you there?
Part of it was just, you know, like, I knew the kids, and it was something where it was like, well, I want to be a part of that kid's senior year still, you know. I still want to, you know, have that relationship with them and everything. And so, like I said, now it's kind of like the sports is a pipeline into the senior photos.
Nice.
And, you know, when you go and support them, you show up at their matches, you pick them up off the floor, like, they're going to tell mom, hey, I only want him to do my senior photos.
Yeah.
And that's what one of the moms told me last week, was like, yeah, he told me no one else gets to do his senior photos.
That's amazing. So when you first started doing seniors, were you doing a digital file model?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
that. Yeah, because it just seemed like the easiest, most straightforward thing to do, just to get into it, you know. I've never been like a print and frame, like, and start matting and measurements and all that stuff. I was just like, huh? So I just kicked that can down the road. And then, you know, I had like an emotional sort of attachment to my first seniors. It was like, I don't want to charge them a whole bunch of money. Was kind of my idea. But then, you know, after 2 years of doing it that way, maybe doing about 20 seniors a year, I just kind of looked at the numbers and was like, well, if I'm going to do this long term, not just, you know, buying time to figure stuff out, then I gotta make more money off of this part. And, you know, the more I make from the seniors, then the easier it is to, you know, just go to sports games, which, you know, doesn't make a lot of money.
Well, it's interesting. You said buying time. I think you're really selling time, right? You're selling your time off at a cheap rate as you're like, in the name of like, oh, I'll just do this for a bit. So you did 20 seniors in the year, which is a lot of seniors, and not making a lot of money. Do you mind sharing about what your average was? Were you charging like a couple hundred bucks?
So my average was $345.
Wow. You even know the number. Were you trying to sell prints, or were you just giving everything for the 345?
For about a year and a half there, it was just digitals. And then it was about last winter or so, I started thinking like, I need to start offering more and that kind of stuff. And so I found some YouTube videos, and, you know, I was going that like freebie route, you know, of watch this and try to piece things together and everything. And so I got rid of a lot of like the head trash from the YouTube videos. And so when I did the challenge in the summer, you know, the first part of it, I was kind of like, I mean, I've already like had the conversation with myself. Like, I can, you know, I can sell pictures for that amount of money. I just don't know how.
Okay, good.
But, you know, and I'd kind of learned, you know, just from those videos, like some of the things that stuck out to me that, you know, maybe some of people here need to hear it, is like, photography is not a necessity. It's a luxury. And you should price it as a luxury. And then another part was, you know, as a teacher, especially, you just want to give and give and give, and you never learn how to like put the other hand out and take. And what, you know, what ruined my teaching career was I just never had anything kind of coming back to me.
You're giving, you're an overgiver when you're a teacher.
Yeah.
Thank you for that too, by the way. I mean, you're raising the generations of amazing humans that are going to take over our world, you know? But I see teachers, they're coming to things at night. They've got you roughing volleyball games and up early doing track meets, and they might give you some pennies for doing that. But was there a moment that you realized, okay, you've gotten through the head trash, you're like, I know I can do this, I just need to know how? Like, was there something that, like, a moment that triggered that, a day something happened, or were you just like looking for it actively, waiting for that solution?
It was kind of some of the YouTube videos, you know, and people would say like, yeah, my average is $2,000 or, you know, however much it is. And I was like, oh, wait, what? Because my average is $350. So, you know, like, yeah, I can change it up. And there's a photographer in a town nearby, and I just sent him a message on Instagram and was like, you know, where do you get your printed stuff from? And he told me White House custom color. And so I started ordering some samples and trying to figure it out. But again, when you're just doing it on your own, you get on there and you see all the options, and it's the same problem that the clients have. If we just throw digitals at them, there's all these options.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at it and you're like, what the heck do I do? Do I offer an 8x10 or an 8x12 or both? Or, you know, like, and so one of the White House custom color emails said, yeah, here's a Sarah Petty class coming up next week. And I just like happened to notice it in one of their emails and joined the Facebook group. And now here I am.
So when you came in, you probably did a challenge, you said, and did you, when I was going through and talking about this model, like the possibilities, was it clicking with you? Like, were you saying, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for?
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of it was kind of that head trash kind of stuff, early on. Cause you know, like obviously Sarah has to convince everybody you can do this. And so a lot of it was kind of like, you know, I've kind of heard that, had that conversation with myself. And so I was really hoping, you know, like we're going to get to like pricing and structure and all that stuff. And that really took off, of course, in Boutique Breakthrough.
Yeah. So you did Boutique Breakthrough. You invested in yourself. Was that scary? Had you ever invested in yourself for education in this way? I mean, obviously you're a teacher, but.
Oh yeah, a little bit, you know, I obviously believe in education, right? And investing in yourself. Back in March, I had spent, I think, $1,400 on a workshop with a couple of sportrets photographers.
Okay.
And so that was at the end of July.
Good.
So I kind of had already known, like, yeah, I'm willing to put some money in and learn from people.
Yeah, I love it. You're so smart to see that. I am always surprised when people don't want to invest anything to learn. Like they have this camera they put thousands into, right? But then it's like, don't want to learn how to make money with this tool.
Right.
So Boutique Breakthrough, I talked about that class. Did you jump in quickly or were you like, oh, I don't know?
I had a little bit of, because I didn't know what was going to be in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is it all just going to be motivational sort of stuff? Yeah. But then I talked to Jen, shout out to Jen. And she told me, you know, yeah, you need to do it. So I signed up and jumped right in.
Yeah, it's all the tactics. It's so many tactics. Strategies first, then tactics. So as you were going through, like pricing, I just laid it out there for you. This is how to do it. Where you are in your city, you're in Tennessee. So how big is your city?
Probably 150,000 or so. It's a military town.
Okay.
But it's also about 45 minutes north of Nashville. So you get a lot of people that commute.
Retired
officers and stuff from the Army. Yeah. So
you went through and you learned the things you were looking for. I'm so glad you had the head trash stuff. Because most people don't even see that as an obstacle, right? They don't see all those invisible walls in front of them. So you'd already started climbing over those. So I bet you were a quick implementer, were you?
Yeah, especially because like, with the sports stuff dying down in the summer, my Boutique Breakthrough class was in June. And so I didn't really have much going on.
Nice.
You know, just like a couple little photo shoots really for fun, and practice and, you know, trying out my new lights or whatever. And so the first part of it, I just kind of dove right in, making the price list and all that stuff. And like, I just needed someone to look at the prices and say, yes, that's good. Go just run with it.
Yeah, because that's what I think is wrong with a lot of education is you buy it and then you apply it and then you're like, oh, but did I do it right? Right? Because in business, we're all in different cities. We all have different target markets. It's so many variables. Even though I make it as tight as I can, there are still things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the critique?
The critique for the price list? Yeah. You went through and you, like, there was maybe one thing where you were just kind of like, you know, maybe drop that one just a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was for like the 60-inch one that most people aren't going to buy anyway.
Yeah. And if they do, it's profitable. So then did you have confidence to like order them and get them printed and have a really nice copy of it?
Oh yeah. And I had had people reaching out throughout the summer saying like, you know, we want to do senior photos with you. And I had to be like, well, wait a minute, I'm taking this class. And they were patient and understanding about it and everything.
Nice.
So I started doing some consultations in July, probably.
Okay.
And then the second half of the class, I suddenly got very, very busy. And I didn't get to participate as much as I would have liked to. So I had my workshop that I, with the portraits photographers, that was in Arkansas. And then the next day I had to be in Atlanta. And it was a week long convention. I'm still active with the like high school club that I was a part of as a teacher.
Yeah.
So that was a whole week convention in Atlanta. And then I came back and it was Volume Sports. Because I also do that stuff. So it was teams and individuals for five schools.
Got it. Yeah, I have a lot of other students who do both. And they're like, I think as at a point, it's like, that is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right. And it's good money, but it's also a lot of work. It's grueling, long, grueling days.
Yeah. And I didn't have some of the systems worked out and stuff. And so it's tough to do five schools with football being the biggest sport ever.
Yeah.
When you don't know, you know, quite how to go about it. So
yeah.
I think it'll get better as we get to smaller teams and I get systems worked out. But during that time, you know, I still made a point to do some of the marketing activities and schedule consultations and everything. So September did a few photo sessions and everything. So
got it. So let's talk about your Julie. Your Julie is, we, you know, in our community, we talk about the client that's your first over $1,000 order,
mm-hmm.
Which is always like more for you. It's about belief, even if you don't do everything perfect. So right. Was your first Julie a senior?
Yes. Okay. It was somebody that reached out back in like March or something. And I knew at that point that I wanted to change things up. But I spent months just kind of spinning my wheels.
Yeah.
And, you know, also doing all the sports games in the world because spring is insane as far as sports goes. And so I just never had time to sit down and figure it out and everything. But she was very patient, very interesting. She just loved my work and just, you know, just waited. And so I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. So you went through the system and you showed your pricing and they didn't freak out?
No. And the cool thing is, like, this wasn't even a sports kid. It wasn't a kid that I knew at all. It was just mom had seen my stuff and liked it.
Awesome. So you went through the system because seniors are very different. Like, we created a whole separate price list in training because you've got two buyers, mm-hmm. right? You've got the senior who wants everything and the parent who's got the money typically. Mm-hmm. So you've got to create it in a way that they both get what they want, but you also get what you want, which is paid.
Right.
And so you followed, you learned that, you applied it, you followed that. And then when you were going through the presentation and they're adding things on, how did that work? Because your first order was a really good one, right?
Yeah. So we had some ideas for spots in the house to put things up. And one of them is when you first come in the front door, there's a wall to the side. And so we ended up just kind of picking that one first and settling on a 24 by 36.
Okay.
And then they also had a hallway and we put a 16 by 20 in there.
Nice.
And so two pictures, $3,006. And I was, you know, putting them on the order sheet and everything, and they want an album as well, but we're going to do like a spring session. So we're going to wait for that.
Okay.
And so that'll be another $1,000 to $2,000.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, put them on there. Didn't think anything of it. At first we had the album and it was like, maybe we can just pay for it ahead of time and everything. But then they decided, you know, we'll just figure out the size of it later.
Okay.
And the cost and all. And mom even said something that was like, well, I've spent this money now. So in the spring, I won't even be thinking of this money.
Yes. You know,
I won't be thinking of it as a $4,000 or $5,000 investment.
Right.
It'll just be reset to zero. And now it's $1,000 or $2,000.
Yep.
So money spent is money forgotten.
I was just going to say money spent is money forgotten 100%. And so you added it up and she paid you right there. She put a deposit or she paid.
We did half. And I'm going to go back next month and just pick up the other half. She just wrote a check. And I'm just going to go grab a check. Their order is printing at White House, like right now.
So amazing. So when you look at $3,000 compared to like a teacher salary or what you were doing for $345, a lot of work, what opened up for you?
So at the time, like I said, I'm just putting it on the paper and not thinking anything of it. And on the drive home, I was like, wait a minute, two pictures for $3,000. And that's like, I just cranked the music up, hit the gas pedal. It's fun. This is awesome.
Like wind in your hair, you like roll the window down, like I am awesome.
Yeah, and I told my best friend when I got home, and he was like, two photos for, and he didn't even like finish. He just like, what? So yeah, it was really cool, and it, you know, like I said, not a kid that I had any sort of rapport with ahead of time or anything. Not a house when you look at it where you're like, oh yeah, they've got money. So you know, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm really proud of you because coming from a teacher salary, you know, like, oh, maybe they can't afford this, you know, maybe mental, we always say don't sell out of your own wallet. So things that you might say, like I, on my salary, like I might not ever spend that much money. And, you know, you're looking at them with a bunch of kids and going to college and all the debt coming up. And so you just, I love that you took the emotion out of it. You followed the system and look, bam, Julie.
Yeah. And mom is actually a guidance counselor. At one of the high schools. And so, you know, I've got a pretty good idea of what she makes, you know? You know, if they value it, they're going to pay.
Yeah. And now it's normalized investing that much because people see her as someone who works at the school and it's important enough for her to justify that artwork. So we should too. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I love it. What a source of referral.
And do you want the extra good news?
Yes.
Sarah hasn't even heard this part yet. So two nights ago was my second ordering appointment.
Okay.
And so that one was another $1,992.
It was, wait, say that again.
$1,992.
Whoa. So almost $2,000. Mm-hmm. Dude, that is amazing. That is amazing. A second Julie, two for two, baby. Two? Yep.
Yeah. Two for two.
Yeah. Cause you're just right out of Boutique Breakthrough. So mm-hmm. It's like new, delicious.
Yeah. These are the ones where we did the photos in September. And so I'm just getting around to selling them. Cause August was all sports stuff.
Yeah.
But the $2,000 one, 1992, that was the optometrist with a big brick house and a massive yard.
Nice.
So the guidance counselor spent $1,000 more on the optometrist.
Let's see, you can't judge by people. You just can't judge.
Yeah, and you can't judge by the house or any of that.
No, you just serve hard and the sales will be easy.
Mm-hmm, you just got to make it worth it to them.
I love it. Ryan, thank you so much. The
cool thing with that one is that's the oldest of four kids. And so we've already got a plan. There's a spot in the house where we're just going to do a series of the four kids.
Ryan, you're going to blow it up. I'm so proud of you and so excited for you. Thank you for being here and sharing your story. That was fantastic.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Ryan.
I'm over here giving you a giant high five because you just finished another episode of the Worth Every Penny Joycast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? Listen, if you want more, head over to our free Facebook group called We Are Portrait Photographers. If you're looking for a community of action takers to bounce ideas with and ask questions, be sure to join us here. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.